while infighting among insurgents fighting the Syrian army. The insurgents have reportedly clashed with each other in two different areas in the Arab country. In one clash, militants of al-Qaeda offshoots engage in fighting with members of the so-called Free Syrian Army in Aleppo. Now, the clash erupted over a checkpoint earlier used by al-Qaeda militants to lay a siege on a neighborhood in Aleppo. The siege angered local residents. Now, the second clash broke out near Bab al-Hawa crossing on the Turkish border. There are no reports of casualties from the clashes. Earlier, al-Qaeda insurgents killed the commander of the Free Syrian Army in Aleppo. Well, we're switching over to Washington, D.C., joined by human rights activist Dr. Randy Short. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Short. Your take on what is going on. We're seeing more and more now infighting by these insurgents. What do you think is going on?
Well, I want to say alhamdulillah,
they're fighting each other and the Syrian people being spared. I believe in this holy month of Ramadan, the prayer and fasting of the saints has caused these people to show their true nature. Now, in reality, what's going on is this so-called democracy building was aimed to turn Syria into a failed criminal state like what's been done in Libya. When you give criminals and dogs and killers and rapists guns that have no conscience and no morality and no ideology, of course they'll kill each other. That's the plan. But it's happening too soon for those who would destroy the righteous people of Syria who are supporting their leader, President Assad. I mean, this is obvious that the Freed Syrian Army, the Friends of Syria, all of these people are basically pawns of the United States, Israel, Turkey, and the European Union, the others who want to destroy this society and also target the righteous Islamic Republic of Iran. That's what this is about, and it's failing. And we need to hope that during this month of Ramadan, as people pray and fast, that the people in Syria are strong enough to resist these people who eat body parts and do all of this. What kind of fake Islam is this? This CIA Islam that these people have rallied to kill and destroy people. So they're self-destructing.
Well, do you think that we may see Washington trying to up the ante with the situation, being that it seems like they're falling apart from within? However, the United States seems still that they want to make sure that they still have the latest equipment and they give them more weapons. Do you think we'll see an upping of the ante by Washington?
You know, Obama, whose foreign policy IQ must be negative exponentially, of course, I believe they're going to try to do something with chemical weapons and then blame Syria and say, see, they crossed the line again. We have to go in. We know that there are American soldiers in Jordan. We know that there are American soldiers and CIA operatives in Turkey. These people are not able to win. And like it hasn't been reported, there were people from Western countries on the ground fighting in Libya because they weren't able to defeat the people there who didn't want to be under these phonies and these Takfiri monsters who hate Shia and hate Christians and hate Allah and hate everything. This is what I agree with you. I'm convinced that they're going to try something more desperate to prevent being embarrassed that their policy, their effort to destroy Syria has failed.
All right, well, thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist out of Washington, D.C. We appreciate it.